Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's live stream that is beginning shortly. Yes, we saw that. It was done in haste. Apparently, Stephanie will be beaten appropriately. I'm Nolan North. This is a retro replay. It's Thursday. It is the live stream, which is different from a live stream because there's no E. With me as always, Drusafine J. Drusif, Drew, come on in. We're doing this live today. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm good. How's everybody doing? It's my face.
Yeah, look at this. Your face is live today.
I know.
It's You're looking good, too.
Thank you.
Well, I'm thinking about not wearing my glasses for this until I have to read, just so I don't, because right now you're just kind of a hairy shape.
That's about right, actually. That sounds about right.
How are you? You know, I just saw you recently, but how is everything going with the new baby and all? It's kind of a crazy time. I mean, are you getting any sleep still?
You know, we're in that, I think we're in like, I think the fifth week, I should know this, but it's, everything's a blur, right? When it's like weeks kind of combined, days or nights are upside down, but we're in that kind of period where I think he's kind of extra fussy, you know, like he just doesn't want to settle down. So every time you put him down, you're like, I think he's going to sleep. And then like 10 minutes later, he's like, I don't like anything. And you're like, oh no, I don't know what to do with you.
But it's awesome.
It's awesome.
Well, crazy stuff has happened this week in my life. So as you know, my youngest son plays American football, and he's got an opportunity to go play at the University of Washington this fall. He's going to enroll. We're all very excited. And he's been preparing for a season that's supposed to start this Saturday here at California High School. Football is going to actually try to play. However, we got a call Monday night that the university wants him up there immediately because he has enough credits to graduate. So Monday night, we talked as a family. Tuesday, he accepted. At about 9:45 Tuesday morning, his high school graduated him over the phone.
What?
Yeah.
Over the phone.
The counselor is like, well, he's got more than enough credits to graduate. So we're just going to graduate him. Going to give his credits back to December. They'll call it December. And we got then the Washington's people call it. He's going up like the end of next week or something like that. It's like our little baby. You know, remember these times, Drew, that's why I bring this up, when they're just little and you're like, I get no sleep. And now our oldest, Cooper, who you guys, everyone knows, he's moving out. COVID's done, so he's going to an apartment so he can get away from just mom and dad. It's time. Yeah. And that actually happens next week. And then I guess, the end of next week, beginning of the following week, we have to take him to Seattle. We have to drop our youngest off, and then it's just going to be Jill and I and the dogs, and we're going to be like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? She's probably going to be like, oh, finally I can file for divorce.
Yeah.
We made the kids have lived.
Right.
I get, you know, now Eduardo and I can run off to Costa Rica together.
The pool guy. The pool guy, right?
I always wondered why we had a pool guy, but no pool.
Yeah.
But, strange. No, we're very excited for them, but it has been kind of wait, this is all happening now. So,
yeah. I mean, I've never heard of like spontaneous graduation. Like that is insane. That is
right.
So cool.
Right. It's like premature ejaculation with which is how they were created in the first place. The dog barked and it startled me. Oh, I was like, I'm done.
Oh no.
So I apologize.
Quick shout out to Jennifer Rios for contributing to the Guinness Fund. Thank you.
Yes.
St. Patty's Day. That's nice.
I have Guinness ready for St. Patty's Day, but today people are going to be a little disappointed. I'm dragging ass. My life has gone crazy the last thing. I am dragging. This is just high octane coffee. Nothing in it. Nothing fun. Oof, I got to keep the energy up. And it's hot in here. Why is it so hot?
Kentucky bourbon.
Mm. You went bourbon? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Seriously, it's hot. I went got my old school shirt on.
Going full Kentucky.
Okay. Drew, today I'm very excited though today because We have some of the best topics and tangents. Let's get into it. It's Topics and Tangents. Word. We don't have an intro, right? We're going all over the place. Drew, I'm going in. I don't know if I want to start with my favorite story that you know what it is. So I'm going to go. I'm going to start a little bit differently. Let's see. So yesterday, March 10th, was Mario Day. And shout out to our good friend Charles Martinet, who has been the voice of Parabool Mario forever. Here we go. March 10th, officially known or unofficially known as Mario Day, is an unofficial Nintendo holiday, pays homage to the beloved video game character, or beloved, whatever how you say it. Character first introduced in 1983, which means Charles has been very, very busy.
Yes.
Quickly became one of the most iconic video game characters in the world until it was surpassed by Nathan Drake. That's not true, but I'm sad that it didn't work out that way.
Close second, I think.
So if you're into it, if you love Mario, Nintendo is actually running promotional discounts up to 35% off selected games, including Luigi's Mansion, as well as the 35% discount offered as Super Mario Brothers just turned 35 last September. Celebrations going from September 2020 through the end of March.
That was amazing how you ran
it. Wasn't it good? You know what's great? You know what's sad, though? We don't get paid for any of that promo I just gave.
We basically just gave Nintendo a promo and we got no money. But Ali Vega,
can we sue after?
Gave us some soup. Long live Virtual Replay. Thank you, Ali.
Ali, nice. Appreciate it. On to next. Wait,
I want to go back to Mario, only because like the idea that someone, I want to know the creative team that came up with March 10th, and then like, oh yeah, that's M-A-R-1-0, Mario. Like, that is amazing to me. Like,
I didn't even get that.
Yeah.
Oh, so Mar,
Yo, I 1-0.
Yeah. Well, okay. But, yeah, that works.
I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of like May 4th, right? Like May 4th. May 4th be.
Well, it does work though, because even in isn't in Italian and in Spanish isn't Marzo? Isn't that March? So M-A-R works for everything.
Oh, really?
All right. Yeah, that's great. That's great. By the way, I'm also not being paid for Surf Monk. Go to surfmonk.com. Get all your leisure wear, après ski, après beach wear. It may or may not be owned by my brother-in-law and my wife. But it's a nifty hat, and it fits my enormous head.
Well, isn't it cool? Like surf wear or like beach wear. It's like these cool.
No, it is. It's like, yeah, you don't have to be a surfer.
Yeah.
But it's super terry cloth. Like it's comfortable and oversized and pretty yummy. So go to surfmonk.com. Check that out. And maybe my wife will pay us.
That'd be cool.
Free spot. What is this? Free sponsor day?
Free sponsor day. Yeah.
Hey guys, send in the chat. What are we pushing? Let's push something else out there for you guys. What's anything? Anybody want any free? You know,
anything free? Just free anything. Latita Lemon, love you guys. Love you back, Latita.
Latita, it's Letitia.
Letitia.
That's otherwise known as Marlo. That's Marlo.
Man, I need to put my glasses on. Apparently, I can't. I'm like, did I see that wrong?
So Oklahoma, this is Oklahoma. Not, here's the deal. This is not my favorite topic, of the week, that's coming up next. And I can't wait. Oklahoma has placed a $2.1 million bounty on Bigfoot's head. This is true. I don't know how this happens, but, I don't know if it's just a play just for just to get some publicity for Oklahoma, because it's not a huge tourist destination. But the tourist officials in Oklahoma, in an attempt to generate some buzz, placed a bounty, $2.1 million, on capturing Bigfoot alive and unharmed.
I love this. it's genius.
They said it's can't break any laws during the hunt for Bigfoot. A state lawmaker recently proposed in January to introduce a bill that would create a Bigfoot hunting season, which begs the question, how did a person who believes in Bigfoot get elected in the state of Oklahoma.
Well, I mean,
that the hope is that issuing a hunting license and tag could help boost tourism.
Yeah.
I think that goes under the category of the wrong kind of tourism, because the bill doesn't allow killing Bigfoot. You have to trap him. And little did they know that they just need to tune into Retro Replay. And Bigfoot is clearly sitting here talking with me.
Hey, wait.
You're like Littlefoot. You're like Littlefoot. Yeah. Oh, God. Can I get to this one? Let's talk about Bigfoot a little bit.
Well, just for a second.
First of all, Drew, you're from Kentucky. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
I want to believe in Bigfoot. Like, really bad. Like, I want to believe that there's like just some Sasquatch living in the woods, and only because I want to know who my father is.
No, think about this. The thing that I can't get over with this is I remember watching Finding Bigfoot, that show, and the guy, we get down on the ground, Matt Moneymaker, and he's smelling this big. He said, clearly a Bigfoot has slept here recently. And he starts smelling. He goes, this is my favorite part. He goes, yes. Yes, definitely. It smells like grass. And I sat on my couch and I went, this is genius. Millions of people are watching this. I mean, it's the end of civilization. I thought desperate, what is that called? The stupid housewives of whatever city they're in. It's not Desperate Housewives, whatever it is. The real housewives, which real they housewives. Are anything but real. I mean, they are as fake as their tits. You know what I mean? Well, it's true. Anyway, I love that no one has ever found Bigfoot. They said, shouldn't there be Bigfoot bones by now? But apparently Matt Moneymaker explained that. And the bones, they basically are eaten by raccoons and beavers, I believe.
Really?
They feed on Bigfoot bones. That's why you can never find them.
That's fascinating.
Which makes perfect sense to me. Oh, hold on. My camera just went out. So here we go. I'm in the dark.
Follow the light.
There I am back. Okay. Drew, can we get my favorite topic of the week? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Guys, okay. I've been waiting to talk about this one. Whew. Okay. Let me stretch a little bit. Dateline, Lexington, Kentucky. You know who's going to love this is Michelle Holstein. She's going to love this one. Okay.
You're right.
I don't even know how to start. I'm looking at this.
I can.
Okay. In the 1980s, I'm going to go right here. I'm going to start here. In the 1980s, a former narcotics officer turned drug kingpin called Andrew Thomas skydived out of a plane mid-flight, kind of like a DB Cooper kind of deal.
Yeah.
He ran into engine trouble and he took whatever, he had a bunch of cocaine in his plane. He took whatever he could and he jumped out of the plane. And before he did that, he dropped 40 plastic containers full of cocaine over the Chattahoochee National Forest in Kentucky. Sadly, he got tangled up in his parachute and unfortunately he fell to his death, just smash in Knoxville, Tennessee, found in a driveway of a home, could be Drew's, wearing a bulletproof vest, carrying weapons and $14 million worth of cocaine. He was 40 years old. But that's not the story, kids. No. Stay with me. A few months after he died, police traced the route of his plane and expected to find over $15 million worth of cocaine in the forest. However, they found 40 empty containers and one dead black bear. Yes.
Yes.
The black bear was found with his stomach, quote, filled to the brim with cocaine. Okay. So he's now known as the cocaine bear, or get this, Pablo Escobar. He's a 176-pound black bear that died after eating 88 pounds or 40 kilos of cocaine.
Yeah.
Now, that's still not the best part of the story. Because, first of all, the drug dealer, eat shit. I don't care. The bear that's sad, you know. Yeah. But first of all, that bear went out on a, I mean, Chris Farley like binge. Let's
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas style.
Oh my God. I bet that bear saw dead relatives and was like, oh, I mean, just however. This is my favorite part, and I'm never going to let Drew live this down.
Oh, come on.
What do you do with that bear, right? The bear went to a taxidermy.
Yeah.
He was taxidermied, and he passed down through multiple owners, including a famous country music legend, Waylon Jennings. But it was eventually purchased by a company called Kentucky for Kentucky. Like Oklahoma, they are a company that – there he is. He's got the Kentucky shirt on.
Yeah.
A company used to promote Kentucky tourism.
Yeah.
Okay. So actress and director Elizabeth Banks, right? She's actually been hired by Universal to direct a comedy slash thriller based on this story. The guys who did the Lego movie and Spider-Verse and 21 Jump Street are set to produce the movie. They don't know what the details of it are, but there's actually a studio film being made about Pablo Escobar. And we're going to make a documentary on Drew trying to bring up a picture of the Kentucky legend. Funny. Josh Neff, borderline unbearable. I do. And Brandy Brown, thank you. I feel bad for the poor bear, but boy, did he go out in a Drew sent me this story and I lost it. I just 15 million. They found him filled to the. It's like, don't you think at some point of eating all that cocaine, he'd be like, this is not sitting well, you know, and his expression on the poor bear's face. Cocaine bear. I just think that's it's the greatest story.
Well, yeah. And I don't know why this isn't. It's like super frustrating that it's not showing up. But Kentucky for Kentucky, which I was going to show the website up. They these guys found the taxidermy this thing, like you said, and they have like a whole product line associated with this bear. Like it's like their mascot. It's like stuffed. You can go see it in Kentucky, in Lexington, Kentucky, where I grew up. You can go find this bear. You can literally go touch it. It's amazing.
I kind of want to do it.
Totally.
So I mean, we have. I mean, that's just phenomenal. I mean, just the idea that the cocaine bear.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like Smokey the bear. This is Snorty the bear. You know, Snorty or Sniffy the bear.
Pablo Escobar. I mean, it writes itself. I could see why this is going to be a movie.
I just think it's great. I love animals and I think, you know, it's tragic and it's just shitty, but boy, imagine just. He didn't share it with his friends. Or is he just like?
He didn't share. The bear is like, come on, guys, I got a party over here. And he's like that one bear, like, sure you do, Pablo. Sure, whatever, buddy. And then like he goes like, fine, I'll snort all this cocaine myself. That's basically.
Man, I'll tell you, that is ridiculous.
Yeah. There's like a whole story. There's a book called The Kentucky Conspiracy, and you can read all about like. The whole escapade, like the drug smuggling that went through and like the planes that would take off from Kentucky airstrips to smuggle from Columbia. It's kind of like, what was that movie with Tom Cruise? American Made.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Except he wasn't a bear.
Right.
It's kind of like Yogi Bear meets Narcos. Hey there, boo-boo. We're going to get freaking high.
I don't think the Ranger's going to like that, Yogi.
Well, fuck the Ranger, boo-boo. We're going to get high. And then we're going to go get models. Because that's one thing that models like is cocaine. That's an assumption based on facts I know.
Oh, no. Now I just want like a dirty Smokey the Bear. Or was I mean, that's...
Yogi Bear. Hey there, boo-boo.
I'm so high, Yogi. I think I can fly, Yogi.
You're tripping out. You're tripping balls, boo boo.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I mean, it kills me.
That's so good.
Okay. Let's see.
That's
that's a great one. Pure chaos. Yogi meets Ted. Exactly. That's I hate when my camera goes out of focus because
I've missed all the good soup coming down the line. Oh,
thank you. No, I made it black so I can balance it out. Hey, Vladimir, hello from Serbia. Let's take some questions, Drew. This is a live show. This is about it's about the replayers. Again, we're back next week with crazy great next couple weeks. You James don't want to miss that.
Thanks, buddy. I know James. Hey, buddy. Gave a little soup there.
Appreciate the soup. Soup. Oh man, I wish my family would turn the heat off.
Story. It's my favorite. They sent him to the taxidermist Pablo Escobar. That's awesome. Yeah, you're right. Michelle loved it.
And the funny thing is, they kept all the cocaine in the bear. They taxidermied as is. So you go over there, you push his paw, and a bump comes out of his mouth.
It's like a little
dime. Kids, you want to do a bump with Pablo? Want to do a bump?
I mean, it does.
They're only shopping. 7, Jim. Well, yeah, honey. It's a bear bump. It's a little bear bump. It's Kentucky. They've been drinking bourbon since 4:30.
That's right.
Beyond Joker wants a little David. Yeah, I'll take some of that bear meat if you got any extra. Extra cocaine, that is.
Like retro replay bourbon decanter here.
Rafael Cabral, you are getting more between the adventures. You are getting more between the adventures. I have been yes, they're coming. Happy birthday, Lucy, to the trophy fanatic. Happy birthday, Lucy. Okay. I'd love to see Nolan do the Joker. Like, sexually? Do him. I want to do the Joker.
Yes. Why are you doing that? It hurts. It hurts back there.
Fans want it.
Yeah, Adam Jensen. It is bourbon. It's a little Four Roses, small batch. This is single barrel. Four Roses,
Single barrel. Very nice.
Yeah.
Can you do voices you did from the Lion Guard? Sunny Side Up 9. Yes. I did Lion Guard. I don't remember the voice I did. I don't remember the voice I did now. We did that. It's been a while. Ekber Bippin, retro replay needs an orgy. No, we do not.
Well,
no, we don't.
You're right. I had to think about that.
Although, an orgy actually is defined as just a party. I don't know where, sweat and genitals came into the play over the course of history, but an orgy is just a party.
I mean, I think most people just hope the party goes into sweat and genitals eventually.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's how Hefner. I mean, exactly. A lot of people don't know that. Yeah. Like, his pool was not filled with water, just so you know.
Really?
No. Hmm. It was a liquid, but let's just stop there. Let's see. Anybody questions? Drew, you haven't seen anything.
I'm looking. I'm catching up. Just like going through all the soup and
Doctor, someone wants to know, what do you describe the Uncle Noli accent as? My best friend growing up's uncle. That's how he talked, just like this. All right. He was Italian, but he was from the Northeast, from just south, from Boston, Providence, Rhode Island area. It's a Providence, Rhode Island kind of thing. And that's how he talked. I'm not doing an accent. I'm doing him. It's an impression. And by the way, you don't know him. I do. It's perfect. Boom. Why is Drew's face so red? Yeah, Drew, are you holding your breath?
It was weird. Maybe I'm just nervous. It's probably the bourbon and nervousness.
It looks like rosacea. You're scaring me.
Right?
Oh, Mr. Scott. Hi from Scotland. It's great to see you. Hi, it's great to hear from you, Scott from Scotland. The coffee's doing the trick. I feel like I should go get some booze. Bastard. Drew looks nothing like what I thought he would.
Yeah.
Well,
is that a good thing?
That may or no, that's Drew.
Yeah.
That's what he's always looked like.
I feel like
Hold on a second. Pure chaos. Hi from New England, the Attleboro area. Do you miss Massachusetts at all? No, I don't. because it was cold. Yeah, you know what? I every now and then I do. I miss, because if you're from the Attleboro area, then you know Capron Park Zoo. I grew up till I was about 10, 11 years old in Attleboro, right across from Capron Park Zoo in Attleboro. Then we moved about 30 minutes south to Rhode Island. So there you go. Lisa Geelan, are you tired of dumb questions? No, I love dumb questions because then I can give dumb answers. Jennifer Braz, happy 20th birthday from Shiro Perez and myself. Let's see. Any plans to play Uncharted Golden Abyss? I love that game. Snorting kittens. You liked the snorting story, didn't you, yeah. Kittens? Yes, Tina. Hi, Tina. I should get some of that Jameson and put it in here, shouldn't I? Mm-hmm. Hey. Yeah. Wasting Time says, why are you politely avoiding the Uncharted 4 questions? I don't see that the live stream moves so quickly. I didn't see any Uncharted 4 questions. When we play Uncharted 4, possibly get to it. We kind of step back on the playthroughs because not a lot of people like them because I suck. People like to watch people who know how to do it.
That's not true. I think that Uncharted 3 playthrough where with Amy and Richard joining you that whole time, that was incredible. And I think a lot of people enjoyed that.
You think?
Yeah.
I like, what we should do is maybe have people come on and play it. And I just sit there and drink and comment. I think that would be better.
You can't get out of it that easy.
My God. You know what would be a great idea? Let's put McGonagall and make him play.
Yeah.
That'd be 3 years of content?
At least.
I don't know what the buttons mean. Where's the stab button? I need the stab button.
Yes. I just want a channel of Richard McGonagall playing video games now. That sounds
amazing. Hey, greetings from Quincy. You were nervous to say hi. Hey, Ali. No, come on. Come say hi next time. I love going to Boston Comic Con. So, when you say, do I miss Massachusetts? It's not quite true because actually I do. I mean, I love going back there, go back to your roots, and you know the people. And going back to Boston to that Comic Con was great because I love that city. And I don't know if a lot of you know, I did graduate school at Emerson in Boston. So that was like the first town. I went to college in North Carolina, but then when I went to Boston, that was the first time I was on my own and I slipped back into the cocoon of education. I love going to Boston because that's when I really felt like I kind of,
yeah.
You know, like I didn't have an allowance. You know, I didn't have like, hey, can I borrow money? It was just like, you need a job. So here's real life. So yes, thank you for that, Ali. And next time, don't be nervous. It's just me. I'm a schmuck. Come say hey.
It's true.
Yes. Michael D. Palawa Jogo. It's one of my favorite characters ever to play.
Especially the way he went out with Oreen coming down. And we won't spoil it for other people, but Guild Wars 2. Download it now and play. I don't know. By the way, folks, if you haven't already, click like, subscribe on the channel. I love doing that now, Drew. That's kind of my new favorite thing.
It is your new thing.
Dude, you kind of look like you got great jelly on your face. Are you all right? You want to throw up?
I don't know. I think it's the camera. I'm using this new Sony. PG got a new toy. It's a Sony A7 R3. And I thought I'd try it out for the live stream. But I think it's kind of pink. But maybe it is just my face.
I can't. Yeah.
It's kind normally of I don't look this pink though. I mean, you've seen me. Do I normally get this red?
No.
You look a little red to me too. I wonder if it's just
It's about 300 degrees Kelvin in this office right now. I don't know what's. I'm going to have to step outside to make sure that like people aren't trying to kill me.
they've blocked the door and they've cranked up the heat. You're like, he'll die one day in there.
Yeah, they're like, wife is just like, Eduardo, are you sure this will work? See how I brought that around? Like, see, mi amor, it will work.
He will be dead before the live stream ends.
Yes, Amy Rubart, it is chilly in California today. Most people are like, oh, yeah, you don't know chilly. Trust me. It was like 38 degrees when I woke up. It started hailing here today, in the middle of the day.
Yeah, it hailed over by me, too.
Ilona, could you say which coast it was where they filmed Uncharted with Tom Holland? It was Barcelona area. So there. I don't think I'm giving anything away because I think those locations. Mr. Scott Seven, this isn't a joke. Drew's beard is magnificent. Mr. Mm-hmm. Scott is from Scotland, so he knows beards.
That's true.
That's how they keep warm.
In Scott, yeah, exactly. It's more for survival in Scotland than it is for looks. For me, it's just cosmetics. My face.
Candace Rose, 70 in Michigan. Wow. Wow. That's real nice.
That is nice. That's hot for this time of year in Michigan.
See, this is my theory, Drew. I think we talked about this earlier. People need to take global warming more seriously. But when it gets warmer, shouldn't call it global warming. Because people are I've always been a little chilly. Sounds nice. I'll wear more shorts. Call it global freezing. Right. And people are going to go, oh, shit. You mean like Austin? Because
scientists have never been good at understanding how to how people think, right? They want, because global warming, the act of the reason why things get colder is because of the global warming. It's actually warming, the degrees getting higher, right? So it's scientifically correct, but it doesn't, people don't understand what that means and why it would be colder because of that, you know? So it's scientists. They need a marketing campaign, a marketing director.
Hold on. Avis Finch. I wish I had something great to say. I want Nolan to notice me and CC. I don't know what that is, but Avis, I see you. I had an Aunt Avis.
Yeah. Hey, Avis.
We called it a rent-a-car. Yeah. And Uncle Hertz. Uncle Dick Hertz. Yes, Avis, I see you. Thank you for joining us. Yeah. I love your name, actually. Leticia. I really do have an aunt. I really do have an Aunt Avis.
I'm going to get your name right this time, Leticia. Yes, I am basically saying people are dumb. Yeah, that's pretty spot on.
Well, people are dumb.
Yeah.
All people are. I mean, we're dumb. I'm stupid. We're stupid.
I'm stupid as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. They're my kind of people.
Yeah.
Hold on. I keep getting this. Put a shirt over your head. I don't know what that means, Bath Egg. Put a shirt over your head, please.
Okay. I mean,
you know what, Bath Egg? I'm gonna show you guys something I used to do with my kids when they were little. I used to go up like this. Watch this. I go, yum, 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 yum. And I chase them around. I chase them around. And the other day.
That was terrifying. Don't ever do that again. That was scary as all fucking hell.
My kids, by the way, Bath Egg is having a ball right now. You're welcome. I used to chase them around like that, and they say, yup, yup's coming. And I chase them, yup, yup, yup. And it was kind of a silly little game. And my son, who's leaving for college, is just like, remember yup, yup? And he was like, and I was like, so touched that they remember that stuff.
Every time you say yup, 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 I think of Yub Nub, the Star Wars song at the end of Return of the Jedi. Yub Nub.
Yub Nub.
Yeah. You know, when they defeat the Death Star. And they're playing the Yub Nub song, and they're banging on the Stormtrooper helmet.
Ewok. I didn't know it was Yub Yub.
Yeah.
Yub-Nub. Colin A is asking about Uncharted 5. Hey, Nolan, where is it? I have no idea. I've heard as much as you've heard. They're like, oh, they're going to do an Uncharted 5. If it's true, they're not having me be part of it because I've heard absolutely nothing about it. So if you hear news or something, I'm not. At this point, I'll tell you. I don't know anything about it. I don't know.
Yeah. I want there to be an Uncharted 5. I think we all need it. You know, we need a fun game. We need a new Uncharted with Nathan Drake.
Yeah.
That's been missing, I feel in video games right now. I need a new fun, witty, down-to-earth character to play. You know, because I feel like everybody's you got your God of War, he's a super mega god, and you got your Last of Us, which is deep and dark and brooding, and then you got, you know, it's just not many, there's not many fun characters, I feel like heroes anymore. I mean, I'm sure there are. I'm probably just,
Where are all the heroes? Isn't there a song like that?
The heroes came.
Where have all the heroes gone? I don't know. I'll tell you who's a hero. Pablo Escobar. God, that's a great story.
God, I love it. Pretty good.
Jumana Pearl. I would like another Deadpool game. Yes, I would love to do Deadpool again. I think, and I just don't understand why they haven't made that. They haven't done another Deadpool game, even without me, just a Deadpool game after the success of the movies. I'd like to do one and have Ryan Reynolds on because I think it'd be great.
That'd be amazing.
Avis Finch, thanks for mentioning me. That really made my day. Oh, good. I'm glad. I really do. I have an Aunt Avis, and I loved your name. Yes, Claudia Black, I'm a simp. I don't know what that means.
I don't either. But I did see Anthony Caliber show give a shout out. Hey, what's up, buddy? Might be doing something with him soon, Nolan.
Is Jason Blundell alive? Do we know Jason Blundell? I don't know who that is. If I'm responsible for him, then he may be dead. I have no idea who that is. maybe it's probably a character I played. And I'm like, I didn't know his last name. I played a Jason, I believe.
I think Pagan, educate us what simp means. Break it down. Like, I need this coming.
Okay,
from
so
you. I need you to tell us this.
All right. Because someone says, sorry, Justin doesn't know either. Okay, someone's saying that they're simping for Nolan. So it is essentially a term that's mostly used with, actually toward like males towards females, especially if they're a streamer, content creator, or whatever. I simp for this person, but you can simp for any sex, gender. So what it means is you're going to give them positive attention in the hopes of having some sort of positive, perhaps even sexual acknowledgement for that person. So like I could go into a YouTuber stream and be all like, oh my God, I simp for this person. It's basically meaning that you're trying to, I guess, you're giving them positive attention and people are like, oh, you're such a simp because you're expecting something back. Loosely, that's what the term means. So if they're simping for Claudia Black, it just means they're like super diehard fans and they would hope one day that turns out a lot better than just fans.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
You don't want to simp me. Maybe 20 years ago.
There's a lot of people simping for Nolan right now.
We could have simped. We could have simped 25 years ago, but now.
Why can't you have a talk with Uncle Noli?
I just got kind of the point. Like you, come on. Oh, I simp. It's like I limp. Yeah. Okay, you simp. I limp. Okay, literally.
What? No.
I limp.
Why simp? Like why simp? Like what is that? What is that? Is that short for something?
I don't know where that term originated from. If you know where the term originated from, you're more than welcome to educate us. But it's a term that's used against particularly male audiences towards a female content creator or streamer online. And they're coming in as like their white knight.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Okay.
Well, I think we should just dedicate a whole channel to simping.
Absolutely.
See, the thing is, Drew and I have reached a point in our lives. Drew and I have both reached a point in our lives where, you know, when we used to, when it was the magic time for a lovely lady, you know, it'd be like, the music playing would be like, I don't know, it'd be hard, loud, hard, right? It's like, it's the Scorpions, you know, here I am, really like you, like a, that's what, now we drop our pants and it's just trombone music, like
apologies. Somebody in the chat, I'm so sorry, chat was moving so fast I didn't see who, but someone in the chat did correct me as to where the word comes from. And simp, S-I-M-P, stands for somebody or a sucker who idolizes mediocre pussy.
So you're calling me a mediocre pussy? I am
I don't know who said
100% pussy.
I can vouch.
There you go.
Hey, thank you, easy. Steph. Whatever.
I think that's a great segue into the feud.
Yes. And you know what? I'm feeling really strong today because Drew.
Are you?
Drew is looks more and more like the girl who ate the blueberry in Willy Wonka. You are turning blue.
Yeah. I can't breathe, Nolan. Send help. All right. Retrofeud.
Guys, today, Retrofeud is going to be me versus Drew.
Yes.
And as we always start it, Drew, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 20. The closest without going over gets to choose who goes first. Go ahead. What number?
17.
The number was 15. So I win.
I'm calling shenanigans. Did you just cheat? I feel like you just
so,
cheated.
So I'm going to choose to go second. I'm going to go second.
Rude. Rude.
This game's rigged.
This game's rigged.
Hey. You just settle down. All right.
All right.
Well, shit, I was thinking 17, you prick. Okay. Doesn't matter. I'm going second.
Okay. All right.
Pagan's running this show. So it's now.
All right, Pagan.
Now Pagan's the host.
Hold on. Let me hold on, Pagan. You need a proper introduction.
Sorry.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everyone. Kids of all ages, it's time for Retro Feud. And here today is your host, Pagan.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much, Nolan. Is that?
Yeah.
Thank
it's
you.
Nolan? Nolan? It's am Nolan? I too close to the mic? Am I too close to the mic? Is this okay?
Yes. All right, stop
sipping,
dude.
So excited to be here.
Hello, welcome. This time, obviously, this is a very special retro replay, retro feud, because it's Drew versus Nolan. So,
yes,
I actually did something pretty special. I reached out to some of our previous contestants on the show, and I asked them if there was a retro feud style question they would like to ask you.
Wow.
Kind of getting their own back. We got some pretty interesting ones, so I am going to give those over. And then I have some bonus trivia questions where you can earn extra points.
Okay.
I like bonus.
Yeah, I like bonuses. Bonus questions are good. Bonus questions are good.
I need to fix my camera. My camera does this thing. It's weird. So it's like,
I'm blocking.
We lost power. We lost power and we're back.
Okay, good.
All right. I have to calculate this as well as we go. Right. Drew, are you ready?
Wait, am I going first?
You have to go first. Nolan says he's going second.
Yeah, all right. Let's do this. I'm ready.
But 30 seconds on the non-existent clock.
Yeah.
In post. Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah.
All right. Name something you do in the shower.
Wash my hair.
All right. Name someone you're likely to put in a cage.
Myself.
Name the person in Retro Replay that is most likely to survive Richard McGonagall's basement.
Stephanie.
All right. Name a Retro Replay character that would be old enough for senior benefits.
Uncle Sal, for sure.
And finally, final question. Name something slower than Drew's internet speed.
That's brutal. Nothing is slower than my internet. Yeah.
Thank you for that. Ding, 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 ding on the non-existent bell.
I crushed that. There's no way you're winning. You might as well just stop the stream. Give me my award.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your internet's going to stop the stream.
You're probably right.
That's fair. All right. Yeah. Chat, if you have a calculator, feel free to calculate along because I don't trust myself doing two of these things. Okay. So the first question, you said name something you do in the shower. You said wash your hair.
Yes.
That was the top answer.
He doesn't.
It was, yeah.
I've well, never washed my hair before. I just made that up. I don't even wash my hair.
Top answer, 35 points. Name someone you're likely to put in a cage. Drew was the top answer. Boom. 35 points.
Crushing it.
Crushing it. Name the person in Retro Replay that is most likely to survive Richard McGonagall's basement. You said Stephanie.
For sure. She's the first one to go.
She's the second answer to survive, and that's 20 points.
Boom. Who's number one?
It's not true. Here, I talked to Richard. It's not true.
It's not true. Here was the reasoning behind those points. Thank you, Scott, for suggesting. PJ would be the most likely to survive because he could probably bribe his way out with a role.
Yeah.
Stephanie, true. Because she would be able to sneak away unseen.
Yeah.
Then it would be me because I'm Irish and I'm not taking any shit. That's what it says. That's what it says. Paul, because he's a wizard and he may survive. So he's fourth down on the list. And the two that are definitely going to die are Drew, because he might feel right at home in the darkness.
That's true.
And Nolan, because let's be honest, he doesn't have a chance.
See, you don't understand. I'm his accomplice. I keep his secrets.
Well,
all right,
keep going.
Shoes.
All right. Name a Retro Replay character that would be old enough for senior benefits. Uncle Sal, of course, is the top answer. You could have also said Uncle Vin, Marty Kensington, or Simon Cancelman.
Simon.
Yeah. Simon Cancelman.
Not old, though. I don't think.
Someone suggested it.
Hi.
Name something slower. Name something slower than Drew's internet speed. By the way, that was 35 points. Uncle Sal, 35 points. Stephanie, 20 points. Name something slower than Drew's internet speed. You said nothing. That was the top answer for 35 points.
God's sake, this is
I'm so sorry. That looks like, to me, Chet, that's 160 points. Is that
Dude,
right?
There's no way. There's no way you're beating that. I
don't know. I've probably gone wrong here somewhere. All right. So, chat, you can calculate all that up.
How many points did he get?
So,
160.
Okay. Around 100. 160. Yeah, 160. That's correct. Thank you, Jennifer.
Right. Well, you divide right, by Nolan. 4 because he's Drew.
Right. That's fair, actually. Yeah. He gets the hairy handicap.
Bad man.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Are you ready, Nolan?
Yeah, it's rigged. Okay.
Yeah, whatever. It's rigged. Okay. Which Retro Replay team
pass.
Member? You get 0 points for passing.
Okay.
All right. Which Retro Replay team member would cause the biggest public nuisance?
Me.
Nolan North. All right. If the team of Retro Replay were stuck on a deserted island, name the person who would be eaten first.
Oh,
and I mean in the cannibalistic way. Just in case there was like confusion.
I think when they know they're all gonna die, they'd probably just beat me with coconuts. But Drew, I would not. No, you know what I'm gonna say? PJ. Because I'm going to take a peek because he's Canadian and he'd give himself up first and he'd be a hell of a meal. And he probably, as we're eating him, he'd be like, sorry.
He'd apologize for
eating him.
That's fair.
PJ.
For not tasting good.
All right. Name something you might find under the cushions of the Retro Replay couch.
Name something I might find or I definitely will find.
Or have found.
Thank goodness we only have 30 seconds. My dignity.
All right.
Spare change. That's what we'll find. Spare change.
Wait. Are you changing your answer from dignity to spare change?
No.
No. No.
Oh, it's your dignity.
Okay. Yeah, because I have no dignity left, and I certainly have no money. So it's all spare changes. I would take that home.
Fair. Okay.
It's true. You'll never find spare anything in
the studio. No, ever, exactly.
Yeah. It's like, what is that? Is that a coin? I'll take that.
All right. Name something you'd find in Nolan's backyard.
My dogs.
or
and or dog shit.
Uh-huh. Valid answers. Valid answers. And finally, what's considered to be the sexiest fruit/vegetable?
I once had sex with a plum. Wait, I didn't say that, right?
It's not a plum.
This is not live. We'll edit.
What is the sexiest?
Fruit or vegetable?
Fruit or vegetable.
Can you think perhaps of emojis?
Oh, well, wait, but see, like, you can't say an eggplant because that's like a cartoon dick pic. Nobody wants that. I would say a voluptuous fuzzy peach.
Mm. All right. Okay.
I'm with you on that one.
Well, ding, 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 ding on the non-existent bell. Thank you so much, Nolan. You did really
poorly.
You did it. Okay. let's go through the answers. Which Retro Replay team member would cause the biggest public nuisance? Chat is on the calculator. You said Nolan North. You are correct. With 35 points, that is the top answer.
Well done.
GG's.
Easy. Mm-hmm.
That's true. That was a gimme.
The second question is, if Retro Replay were stuck on a deserted island, name the person who would be eaten first. You said PJ.
I mean, it's PJ. Good logic.
It was good logic. Yeah. However, the person who asked this question also submitted their logic. Mm. And PJ was at the bottom of the list.
Wow.
Well, they don't know. They don't know. Yeah. He would definitely give himself up.
You have 10 points.
Okay.
What was the
number one answer?
Yeah,
reasoning behind this was Paul would die first because everybody gangs up on Paul. And then it would be me because Stephanie wants to kill me because she'd probably want to be the last standing girl on the island.
That's true.
And then everybody would kill Stephanie for killing me. But
you have to understand, Paul's a terrible answer because I've thought about killing and eating him. And
right.
I think he's polluted by all the beer that he's drank. So the meat is spoiled. Yeah. So no.
Or really tasty.
Well aged, you know, just been soaked in that beautiful, beautiful beer for however many long years.
No, I think I would defy. You know what we should call it? We should call McGonagall. He'll tell you.
That's true.
Stephanie, she looks delicious. oh God.
Run. Oh
God. I'm getting on a plane. No, stay there. Okay. All right. Let's keep talking about how much I'm going to lose by.
That's all right. Hey, we have the bonus round. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Name something you might find under the cushions of the Retro Replay couch. You said dignity.
That has to be number one.
That is the second answer. Ooh. The first answer is loose change.
Oh, man.
You got 20 points.
You basically got both of those.
I mean, you kind of did.
Okay. Well, the funny thing is, there is no change. I've looked.
Because we hate change so much. Like, all of us are like, change is the worst. We would rather throw it at a trash can then use it at a couch.
Yeah.
That's fair. You brought it right back around though, Nolan, with name something you'd find in Nolan's backyard. You said dogs/dog poop. And you're right. That is the top answer for 35 points.
That's a good one.
So you brought it right back.
This is close.
You brought it right back.
This is close.
It is close. And this could, like, the trivia questions could be the game changer here.
Close.
What's considered to be the sexiest fruit or vegetable? You said peach. Peach is worth 15 points.
Oh.
It was fourth on the list underneath eggplant, banana, and zucchini.
Wow.
Which,
Polled women and gay men? Why is everything phallic? Why is it just like,
you can blame Michelle.
Not that a straight guy is not above doing a little prostate rub with a banana, I have heard.
That's all
I'm Michelle just saying.
I can't say. Listen.
I'm just saying. Very phallic. It's a very phallic thing. I don't know if that. Listen, here's the thing. I think a woman, I just don't find. I mean, I've seen my penis. Nothing to write home about. It's kind of ew. Just sort of protrudes enormously.
but girth, not, you know.
Right. Fair.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I okay. Okay.
You got 115 points.
Oh man.
So
you're right. It's not close.
Yeah. It's not that close, but it could be made up.
But you know what? You know what? If you do this by Kentucky math, it's a tie. It's a tie.
If you have enough cocaine. It's okay.
It's a tie. No, yeah. Because the educational curve comes down.
You would need to get like all five trivia questions.
I said
right.
We tie. I'm the host.
All right, fair.
Of the show, not this segment.
That's fair.
I say we tied.
Okay. Would you like to hear the bonus questions?
If it has anything to do with an eggplant, no.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
How does the bonus round work? How does the bonus round
speaking
work?
Of bonus eggplant, round is 10 points each. You look like an eggplant. You're turning purple. Are you okay?
I don't know what's going on right
bourbon.
Now.
It's the
I bourbon. I'm going to go pass out.
How
does the bonus round work?
Okay, fine.
Sorry, bonus round is 10 points each. And if Nolan gets them all, obviously, then he'll beat you. But if you get them, then...
Oh, I'll beat him.
Okay. All right. Well, the first question is actually aimed at you. So this is giving you a leg up. It's already gone.
How does it work? Do I get a chance to answer, then Nolan gets a chance to answer? Or do we... It's a, like whoever like answers it first.
Whoever answers it first.
Okay.
All right? Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Drew, mute yourself real quick.
All right. So Nolan is at 115 points. And needs to get 45 points at least to come up to Drew. It's all right. Sorry. We got it.
Drew's at 115 too. Okay.
Right. Fair. You're both on level playing field. Okay. The first question.
Pass.
No, this one's aimed at you. This one's for you. You'll get this one.
Marmalade.
Name a question that Tina Kavanaugh would ask you at con.
Can I get you a Guinness?
That's a good one.
It is a good one. Tina Kavanaugh can confirm or deny. I'm going to leave this here. So wait. All right, here we go.
No, she's...
The second question.
And sometimes it's like, how many Guinness sigh do you want?
How many do you want? Does she ask you something consistently when she's sitting next to you during the day?
Do you want me to punch this person?
That is, yeah, that's top answer for sure. All right, 10 points go to Nolan. So you're at 120.
And she can. She's a badass.
Right.
Yeah. Nobody, not only is she Irish, but she can fight. She's, well, Tina Kavanaugh is a badass. Don't mess with her.
On the wrong side of Tina. No, no.
No.
Isn't she a black belt? Aren't you a black belt, Tina? You are. You are now.
I think she's got many belts.
She's got many belts.
She's got many belts, many amazing belts, the greatest belts in the world. Sorry. We all need to forget him.
Next question. This one's actually a really interesting. It's a good one. It is a trivia question.
Okay.
What number did the controller crotch count get up to in Space Invaders episode?
42.
Ooh, that's not a bad guess. You know what? I'll give you an A, B, and C answer for this one. It's not as high as 42. So A, 23. B, 27. C, 30.
27.
A.
No one's right. 27. Nolan's up 20 points.
Son of a bitch.
It was my crotch.
That's true.
You remember every single one of those. The third trivia question is which character... did the replayers vote as the best Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle in a post that I put up today on the replayer
Raphael.
Facebook?
I mean, yeah, we both have the same answer. Team Raph. Yeah.
It wasn't. It was Michelangelo by 18 That's votes.
Bullshit. Those people should be thrown.
He had nunchucks and a big mouth.
Zero points.
Pizza. And they all like pizza. I mean, yeah, Michelangelo just fumbled his way. Nunchucks. Raphael was a badass.
Valiant effort.
Cowabunga, dude. It's like, you're in a sewer. You can't surf.
Next question. What episode was Uncle Sal introduced to Retro Replay? Or where did Uncle Sal originate?
Oh, God. Your mother's a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. I told that story. Oh, God. I can picture it. I don't remember what we were talking. I remember what we were talking about, but
whenever you want the right answer, let me know.
Oh, you oh, know, because you go you ahead. Know. Give go ahead.
Contra episode, buddy.
Metroid. Okay,
yeah, I'm gonna say Metroid. Right. I'm saying Metroid. Yeah, I'm sorry, I had a little delay there. Metroid first.
Yes,
but I think he said Contra. Isn't Contra right?
Because my guess is Metroid. Answer. You did say Contra is the first answer, and no one came with Metroid.
It was totally Metroid, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it was Metroid. I was right. So I was right.
I'm giving it to Nolan for pure fact that you answered wrong the first time, and he's still not going to beat you, so it's fine.
I was so confident, all right. too.
Yeah. So, Nolan, you're at 145 points.
Oh, it's tied. Look at that.
You've almost just got it. The last question is on behalf of Pyro and other replayers. What episode?
1,852.
Yeah. That's a good one. What episode had the most deaths? I have two answers because one of them does have the most deaths, but not all of them are on screen. But I'll take either one.
That's tough because you died
Spider-Man.
Yeah, you died a lot.
It's Spider-Man may have because I stayed up. No. I know it's not Spider-Man because I played the other one and I just kept dying. Oh, well, it's got to be Uncharted. We're going to be Uncharted because I circle was cover.
Per episode.
These are more like the Retro Replay Thursday episodes.
Oh, okay.
It disregards like Lego Star Wars where you level, died a lot.
The one level by the airport, buddy. I mean, that's probably
that was brutal. No, I still wake up at night over that.
Drew,
I know.
Dude. I've never seen someone die from an anal shotgun blast in that episode.
I was like, oh, a spider. Boom. No, wasn't a spider. let's see. Jeeva Angel, I will give you Dr. Richthofen. I hate your Dempsey. There's your quote. Drew, do you have a thought.
I think Super Smash Brothers, but I'm not sure. Or Smash TV. Sorry, Smash TV.
I got to focus this thing again. I keep moving around and
it is not Super Smash Brothers.
Or not Super Smash. Smash TV. Eric,
come back. Come to me. No. Stay focused. Bring it back to your face. Does it work? Did this work? Did it work? It did
almost.
Not.
Almost. It did not.
Going dark. Hi. Welcome to the film. Boom. There I am. Ah, it's back.
There it is.
What did I...
You died 180 times.
What?
Off screen, 180 times total death in this gameplay. But on screen, there's another game where you died 101 times.
That's embarrassing.
Mm.
No shit.
Ghosts and Goblins? I'm trying to think like a notoriously difficult game where you would die a lot.
Dragon's Lair? That was quick.
No. But you had the right kind of wavelength the previous question, Drew.
With Metroid?
Contra was the highest deaths, 180 deaths between you and Troy because you're both playing two players, right? So that's why. But also Kid Nicky was 101 Kid times Nicky? On screen.
It's because you were invincible or you couldn't. Wait,
yeah.
We had like a cheat code where like you could die, but it didn't matter. All I remember from that episode is Senate and Raw. So I don't know. That episode,
oh, that's true.
The death count flew by my head on that one.
There you go. Mm. So, I mean, after the bonus round and the replay questionnaire, you're definitely both tied, right? That's what I'm supposed to say. Am I supposed to say tied?
No, I won.
You did win.
Damn it, Pagan.
I'm sorry. You won by 15 points.
You know what? Let's give it to Drew. Drew wins.
Yay!
Because you know what it does? It just sets up a rematch down the line. Yeah. So
yes.
I mean, I'm okay with it.
Congratulations, Drew. 160 Drew, points.
What did I
clean
win?
Clean out your office.
Yep.
That's you're fair. Done.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, you know what? No. All kidding aside. Drew, well played, sir. Well played. Especially since you're clearly having a heart attack or something.
No, it's so red.
It's not red. It's grape. You look grape. You're grape ape right now.
It's kind of unfortunate.
Grape ape.
I should probably check this out.
I don't know.
Should I call a thyroid?
Is it a thyroid? Don't set up too quickly. Just
your face looks like a wino's nose. Still there. You understand?
I know. I've had like three sips of my bourbon.
If you drive home, the cops are going to pull you over just for
he
like,
is home.
Distracting. I live here in the studio.
Yeah, he lives in the studio.
Fair. That's over fair. Here.
It's not.
Crash in the cage, man. Crash in the cage.
Can we get somebody to clean that out, by the way? It's kind of starting to.
I would, but COVID.
Yeah. It's not going to happen. No. Okay, kids, this has been fun. Thank you. Drew, a big win. But I think the big winner of the day is Pablo Escobar.
Yes.
The cocaine bear. Garrett Jackson, thank you, buddy. He's so purple he could pass for a California raisin. Yes. That's not good. I can hear people unsubscribing when you do that.
Oh, really? Everyone from West Virginia.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Pagan, lovely as always. Well done.
Pleasure being here, guys. Thank you very much, Replayers, for submitting those questions.
Thank you for rigging the questions the wrong way.
That was great.
You chose to go second. Well.
Yeah. Yep.
There's the dogs. I have got to go. I'm going to go feed my dogs now so I can clean up after them tomorrow. Because I got that question right. Remember, we will be back next week in the basement.
In the basement.
We got a great couple weeks coming up, and we're very excited. Drew, can we even tell about our guests that are coming up the next couple weeks?
Yeah, man. Next week is your buddy Phil Lamar.
My buddy Phil Lamar will be joining us next week, and then. We had a really great conversation. You don't want to miss that. And then the following week, dear friend of mine, the very talented, very funny John DiMaggio will be with us. So we're going to have a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun.
And there's going to be more great stuff coming up. Keep more tuned to the channel. Keep telling people to subscribe. Click like or subscribe. And
hit that join button, man.
Yeah.
Get your photo on the bar. Get a shout out from Nolan.
I'll give you a shout out.
They're pretty good.
I do voices. You can pick the one you want, folks.
Maybe a cocaine Smokey the Bear.
Oh my God.
Please. That has to be a reoccurring character.
Please, yes.
I really kind of want that. Like that's the new mittens, just like a bear snorting some.
Look at all the cocaine. I'm just a bear. I love cocaine. Oh. That's what I think the bear sound like. The bear was running around Kentucky like this, and it's like, hey, what's all this stuff? Oh, that's good. That's just, I'm so freaking high. And I'm talking like this, and now I am just went from looking at this. Look at all these little cubs. My mama bear's womb is so polluted. I can't even have a little fucking baby cub with her. Give me more cocaine.
We'll see you next week, guys.
Maybe.
Maybe
that may have been the last you ever hear of me.
That's
I love you guys. See you next time.
'Retro Replay' stars Nolan North and was created by PJ Harzma, Drew Lewis, and Nolan North. This episode was edited by me, Stephanie Judge, and mixed by Paul Both. This show is listener supported, so if you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes, or join our community as a member on YouTube. You can choose from one of four tiers to support on a monthly basis. If you're currently a member, thank you for supporting and keeping this channel going. This show is brought to you by Red Bear Films and Retro Replay. I'm Stephanie Judge. Stick around for another episode, or we'll see you next week.